Ach komm. Ach, this is good. Lamb, right? Or like mutton? I still can't cook for shit. Always comes out dry and tough, like chewing on bull pizzle. And Larry Steve likes it rare. You know, wolves and sheep. Oh, he's developed a taste for rabbit lately. I wonder what that's about, huh? Yeah, he's just wild about you. Missed you last full moon, you know. Down bad. So, anyhow, how have you been? Yeah? Fine is good. I mean, fine isn't bad. I was starting to worry. A little. Since I didn't hear from you for a few months. Started thinking maybe we really fucked you up. Which, you know, understandable. Unfortunate, but understandable. So you're really doing okay? Okay, well, that's good. How are you feeling about the thing that happened? The full moon before last with the rawr, grr, and all? You didn't DM me, and I didn't see anyone new on the Discord either. You haven't been talking to anyone else, have you? Hey, I hear you, Rabbit. It's not an interrogation, right? I believe you. You don't have to lie to me anyway. I'm not the werewolf Gestapo. Are you gonna eat that? Can I have it? Cool. So, help me get this. Why the 2 month radio silence? You get shy again? And why'd you decide to hit me up now? Kinda hurt my feelings, you know? What's there to think about? Guilty? You feel guilty. Okay. Why exactly? Yeah, look, Rabbit. I know I said you shouldn't have been there. I remember. But you didn't know there was a chance of getting ravaged by a werewolf. No way you could have known that. Oh. Oh. I get it now. You got off on it. And that feels wrong. You want my advice. Try not to think about it. That was a bad and fucked up thing that happened, but half of human sexuality is trauma response. Don't quote me on that. I made it up just now. I'm just spitting. But for real, who cares why you're into what you're into? You feel what you feel, and that's, you know, that's valid. As long as you're not hurting anyone. Yourself included. Just don't do anything obviously self-destructive, like inviting the werewolf to your house. Why'd you change your mind? Horny. Yeah, I feel that. That's my second curse, being perpetually horny. When I don't have anything else to distract me, sex just worms itself into my brain. It's my default setting. It's a problem, really, especially when I'm on the road. Sometimes you just gotta feel somebody's hands on you. Somebody's lips. Tongue. Like those times when you need a good nut so bad you can't sleep, but you're too tired to do anything about it. Those are the times you really just wish you had someone to rail the lights out of you. No. I don't have anybody I see on the regular. I just take it where I can get it. I mean, you know I do porn, but mostly it's just me doing the fucking myself. You know, manually. I don't know. I just can't stick to one place for too long. So that's not super conducive for maintaining relationships. Yeah. I guess that makes me a lone wolf. Though, a lone wolf is really just a wolf that hasn't started its own pack yet. Wolf social structures really aren't as complicated as people think, you know? That sorority house, alpha, beta, omega shit was wolves going stir crazy in captivity. In the wild, the pack is just a family unit. The parents and their pups. So yeah, you can call the parents alphas, I guess. Well, that's weird. I hope I'm not ruining something for you. You into that kind of stuff? Werewolves and alphas. And breeding. And M-preg. And... No shade. You like what you like, right? I'm just saying not to get your hopes up. Because most of that shit's not real. Wolves do mate for life, though. So... I guess I just haven't found my life mate yet. Yeah... But do I really even want to, though? Fucking like rabbits aside, popping out kids seems like a bad idea when I'm a wolf going ape one night a month. They'd probably end up as a quick midnight snack for Larry Steve. I don't have a whole lot of control over it. I've seen a few people insist that they can control it, but I've never actually met someone who could, so I kinda think those people are full of shit. And besides, how do you tell the difference between being in control of a dream and dreaming about being in control of a dream? You can't. So for me, at least, it's like riding shotgun in my own body. I can try to grab the wheel, but, you know, it can get hairy pretty quick. Whatever, you know? Whatever. Whatever! I'd be a shit mom anyway. So Larry, Steve, and me? Bachelors for life, probably. Well, I got this wanderlust in me, for starters. I'm not big on responsibility, and I'm not exactly wholesome and family-friendly either. I mean, have you seen my porn? Wait, did you look it up? Have you seen my porn? Hey, you have! Come on, rabbit, you totally have. Did you like what you saw? Oh, you don't have to tell me. That face tells me everything I want to know. Yeah. You liked what you saw. I mean, I've seen you naked. I've seen you pop. You don't have to get shy on me now, rabbit. I've seen it all. Apropos of absolutely nothing, you want to show me that basement you mentioned? It's a few more nights before the full moon, so I want to make sure everything's set up. Misadventures in the mountains is one thing, but if we're going to do this, I don't plan on waking up next to your mangled corpse. Yeah? Lead the way, rabbit. I'll follow. Ooh. It's like you got an actual dungeon in here. Or cave? I'm into it. Oh, shit. You got a mattress down here and everything. And shackles. I did bring my own, actually. I got chains in the car, a muzzle, mittens. Mittens, yeah. For the claws, you know? I had to get those custom made, because them paws get big. These chains, though. Yeah, these are fine. I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's strong, but, like, he's not the Hulk. You're probably gonna survive the night. But, you make a trip to the hardware store for these chains? Or do you chain people up down here on the regular? I'm joking. You're all shy again. But I know your type, little rabbit. You're the type that likes to be chained. I can smell it on you, rabbit. You're in your habitat right here. Shaking. Whining. Whimpering. With a predator breathing down your neck. Trust me. I know. I understand. I know what it's like, rabbit.
that high you get when you give your body up. When you let someone else take control. And freedom. No thoughts. No responsibility. No stress. Only bliss.
We've got plenty of time to kill before the hour of the wolf, you know. 2 whole days. 2 nights. I'm not as big and strapping as Larry Steve.
But what do you say, Rabbit?